Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Friday to you. Hope you're having a great day today. And of course, that's RU Fridays around here. The RU Recovery Program is a faith-based, Bible-based, Christ-centered addictions program. And we meet every Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. right here at Bible Baptist Church. And we look forward to meeting together again this evening. And remember, the goal of RU is not just to be clean. It's not just to be sober. It's freedom. It's to be free. Free from any stubborn habit or addiction that keeps us from being what God would want us to be. And so we invite you out to join us for the RU program this evening, 7 to 9 p.m. right here at Bible Baptist Church. And I remind you, this will be the first Sunday at 10:30 a.m. this coming Sunday of our Spanish church. And Pastor Adon Aviles and his wife Yesenia and others will be welcoming guests here. And they're looking for a big day today, big day on Sunday. And they'll have not only a wonderful service at 10:30, but following the service, there's food and there's games and inflatables and all sorts of things for folks to enjoy. And so if you know anybody, any Hispanics, folks who would enjoy a service in their native tongue of Spanish, invite them out and come to Bible Baptist Church here at 2758 Home Road in Grove City. We'll have our regular services here on the English side, 9:30, 10:30, 5:30 as usual on Sunday. And so we're looking forward to a great weekend here at Bible Baptist Church, and we invite you out to be our guests. Now, if your Bible's close by, I'd like you to go to Luke chapter 14. Luke chapter 14, and Jesus tells a story. And he says here in verse 16, he said unto them, a certain man made a great supper and bade many. And he sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one consent begin to make excuse. The first said unto him, I bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I've married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. And so that servant came and showed his lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in hither the poor, and the maimed, and the halt, and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. And the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and hedges, and compel them to come in, that my house might be filled. For I say unto you that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. I love a good meal, don't you? Somebody said, I like the fellow who said, man, I can't understand how I'm gaining weight on just 1,000 calories a day. And the fellow said, you're gaining weight on 1,000 calories a day? He said, yeah. He said, maybe it's the 10,000 calories I eat at night. Maybe so. But listen, I especially love a good meal, and I especially love a good Thanksgiving meal, and that's coming up. I mean, turkey and mashed potatoes and gravy and stuffing and vegetables and sweet potatoes and dinner rolls with butter, and they're warm and the butter's melting over them. And then, of course, dessert, pumpkin pie, and any kind of pie, really. And boy, we just look forward to that. Now, the great part about it all is I don't have to make any of it. And the men usually sit and watch football, and someone's cooking in the kitchen, and several someones probably, and boy, it starts smelling good. And you know what we say? We say, is it ready? Nope, not yet. And then a little bit later, hey, is it ready? Nope, not yet. And boy, pretty soon they'll say, okay, come and get it. Oh man, that's all they need to say. And we're up and out of the chairs, and we're ready to go in and ask the Lord's blessing on his bounty he's provided for us, and everything's spread out on the table. Everything's ready for us to eat. We just had to come and get it. Oh, we understand that, don't we? Well, God, when he wanted us to know and understand about salvation, he likened it to a great feast. God prepared salvation. All the work of salvation was done by God. All the work was prepared by him. Just as in a meal, all that Thanksgiving meal was prepared by somebody else. I just had to come and get it. And that's the way it is with salvation. You can't do anything. You just have to come and get it. All you have to do is come. He just said, come. For all things are now ready. He didn't say come and clean up. He just said come. He didn't say come and be moral. He said, just come. He didn't say, come and quit your sinning. He just said, come. He didn't say, come and join the church. He just said, come. He didn't say, come and get baptized. He just said, come. Charlotte Elliott was visiting friends and met an evangelist. And he asked her if she were a Christian. She was offended by his statement, by his question. Weeks passed. She saw him again. And Charlotte said she had not had any peace of mind or heart since that last talk. She said, I've been trying to come to the Savior, but I don't know how to come. And he said, Charlotte, you come just as you are. And Charlotte did come just as she was. And not long after, she penned the words, just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for thee, and that thou bidst me come to me. O Lamb of God, I come. I come. And oh, thousands, and I would dare to say maybe millions, have come to know Christ as their Savior because of that invitation hymn, just as I am. But that's how you come to Jesus. You come just as you are. You can come because all things are now ready. Everything you need for salvation has been provided. The Bible says they all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible says all of us are sinners. There's none righteous. No, not one. It doesn't matter if you're a good sinner, bad sinner, a mediocre sinner. You're still a sinner. It doesn't matter. And so we're all sinners. And then the Bible says there's a price that must be paid for sin. The wages of sin is death. If we all got our wages or our paycheck from God for sinning against Him, we deserve death. Death is separation. We deserve to be separated from God. And that separation and that payment for sin would be in an awful place called hell. Now, the Bible says God prepared hell originally for the devil and his angels. But when men sinned against God, that became our penalty for sin as well. We would be separated from God forever to pay the price for sin in torment and pain in hell. And by the way, justly so, we are guilty. We are absolutely guilty, and we deserve to pay the price for sin. But here's the good news. That's why Jesus came. Jesus came to pay the price of sin for us. The Bible says God commendeth, or He proved His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He died in my place. Jesus Christ, that day on the cross, the Bible says, all our iniquity on Him was laid. And so Jesus took all of our sin. He took every sin that I've ever committed, and even sins I haven't committed yet, and He laid those sins on Himself, and He said, God punish me instead of Stan Slaybaugh. And He took all your sin the same way, and He said, God punish me instead of put your name in there. And what you and I would have one day suffered in hell for our sin, the agony and the pain and the torment, Jesus suffered for us when He died on that cross. God provided the payment for sin. God provided the Lamb of God that would take away the sin of the world. How do I know He accepted the payment? Because 3 days later, He raised Him from the dead. Up from the grave He arose. And now He's a living Savior. And the Bible says He's able to save all those that come unto God by Him. That's why the Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Oh, eternal life is God's gift to you and me, my friend. God's provided the payment for sin. God has provided forgiveness for sin. God has provided the peace from sin and victory over sin and eternal life in heaven one day. Hey, it's all ready. It's all been done. What do you and I have to do? Come. What do you and I have to do? Accept. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We have to accept the gift. The gift is there. The gift has been paid for. The gift has already been purchased, but we have to accept it. You see, the meal's no good if you don't come and accept the meal and begin to partake. And the gift is no good if you never receive it. All are invited. All are invited. All can come. The poor with nothing to pay and nothing to give, they can come. The maimed with loss of limb, helpless, they can come. The halt, they have limbs, but through disease or sickness, they can't walk. Or they may walk with a limp, but they can come. The blind, who must rely on others to see and to get around, they can come. Matthew, come, for all things are now ready. Peter, come, for all things are now ready. Mary Magdalene could come, for all things are now ready. Lazarus could come, for all things are now ready. Nicodemus could come, for all things are now ready. Saul could come, for all things are now ready. Hey, I got good news for you today. There's still room. The servant said, Lord, it is done as Thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. Oh, there's room at the cross for you. There's room at the cross for you. Though millions have come, there's still room for one. There's room at the cross for you. sadly, people begin to make excuses. The one said they had something else to see. They had something else to see. He said, I've bought some ground and I got to go see it. Have me excused. So busy, they want to see earthly things, no time for heavenly things. Oh, people are like that today. Someone else said, well, I've got something else to do. I bought 5 yoke of oxen and I got to go prove them. Have me excused. Oh, they're always busy. They're always working. They always got something to do, doing everything, but without God and without Christ. One day, my friend, you'll find time to die and you'll die without Christ. How important will it be then what you've done? What will it matter if a man gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Oh, they made an excuse of something else to see, something else to do, something else to enjoy. This other fellow said, I married a wife and I can't come. Well, what fellow wouldn't love to show off his bride? What bride wouldn't love to show off her wedding ring? Oh, my friend, don't just enjoy this life and then spend eternity in hell. Oh, my friend, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. Don't hide behind excuses. And by the way, each of these are just excuses. You don't buy ground without seeing it first. You don't buy a yoke of oxen without testing them first. And certainly you would want to be married and you would want to show off your wife or your new husband. They're excuses. And as flimsy as they sound to us, I wonder what they sound like to God when he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Oh, my friend, don't hide behind the excuses. I'd urge you today on this Friday, September 23rd, come and get it. Come and get it. Christ died for you. He was buried. He rose again the third day from the dead. God accepting his payment for our sin. Have you accepted his payment? Have you received Christ as your Savior? To as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. My friend, just like he said to Nicodemus, Jesus said, you must be born again. You have to be born again. How's that happen? By faith in Jesus Christ. Then your spirit is born again. My friend, that's the only way to heaven. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. You say, well, I'm not a Baptist. No one said you had to be a Baptist. You just have to come to Christ. Hey, there's not a Baptist way to heaven and a Methodist way to heaven and a Catholic way to heaven and a Greek Orthodox way to heaven. No, there's one way to heaven. That's through faith in Jesus Christ alone. And you must trust him as your Savior. The choice is yours. The choice is yours, my friend. The table is spread. Salvation is ready. The message is, will you come and get it? Will you come and get it? Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you'll call upon him and ask him to forgive your sin and ask him to save you, he will, my friend. And he'll give you the gift of eternal life and promise you a home in heaven one day with him. And if you make that decision and you call upon the Lord, we'd love to hear from you. I'd love to give you some material that will help you in your Christian life. I sure can recommend a good church if you're in the Columbus area. And we'd love to have you here at Bible Baptist Church, but we certainly would love to help you along in your Christian life and rejoice with you in your decision to trust Jesus as your Savior. All right. Well, listen, thanks for listening to Words to Encourage Radio today. Looking forward to a great weekend with the kickoff of the Spanish Church and our regular services here at the English side of Bible Baptist Church. And then all the forward to being with you back on the broadcast again come Monday. All right, and until Monday, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.